Okay, I have a maybe technical question. Assuming that the HHS mandate, and if you answer this question, you can tell us what that is allowed to stand, how, suppose that the government office were to decide that kosher slaughter violated the relevant animal cruelty statutes, how would you persuade them or persuade the judge to continue to permit kosher slaughter?
Now we see
which of them is studying the Talmud.
So one of the things that it gets harder when apologies get stranger, as I think it is right now, but one of the things I say to all of my first year civil procedure students is that I have very deep faith in law. Which I do. I believe in the fact that to practice law and to love law, as I do, civil law, you have to have a great deal of faith in law and in a lot of the actors in law, including the courts. And I want to separate that HHS is Health and Human Services, and I think that I assume the question is referring to the provision, to the question about abortion and contraception provision. I have faith that courts, no court would find that a state could outlaw rules of kosher with animal cruelty provisions, that the centrality of the kosher rules to the Jewish faith and the lack of any kind of question about that is so clear that even a law that seemed to be neutral, an animal cruelty law, would not be held to be valid as a way of forbidding the laws of kosher. And I don't believe that because any precedent tells me that's definitely true. I believe that because I have faith in the courts not to go to that extreme. If you're looking to precedent and trying to make the arguments that you would make from precedent, I would go back to the law that we talked about, that I talked about briefly at the beginning, the Lukumi Babu Lai case, that actually was the community's asserted reason for prohibiting animal sacrifice. Ritual animal sacrifice was an animal cruelty provision. And the courts were willing to look behind it and say, there are other ways to prevent cruelty against animals than by this kind of prohibition. So I think that courts have addressed animal cruelty provisions in the context of religious laws before, and slightly different kind of religious law, that have found that there we can separate these things out and should separate these things out, and I believe that they will continue to do that.